Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 120, and this is You Can't Get There From Here. Welcome to Radio Clash 120, the You Can't Get There From Here edition, and I bet that woke you up. That's Genie in a Bottle with by Ten Masked Men. Yes, a bootleg classic, because of course that became the track used in A Stroke of Genius by Freelance Hellraiser. So it kind of kicked off the whole bootleg thing again, or, well, yes, it sort of came back again because of that. And I just love that version, a sort of, who'd know, a death metal version of Christina. And that goes out to Scott of the Night Nurse Show because he's the only metal-loving Christina fan I know. So that's kind of like, I can't really sort of put that out to anyone else, could I? This is the strangely space-themed, or strangely spaced, I should say, edition of Radio Clash. It kind of like a, I wasn't aiming to be a theme like that, but it kind of crept in in the back door, so to speak. What have I been up to? Well, I've been kind of, since recovering since Trier, really. And also, May is the month of bank holidays, so I've had to do all kinds of very short weeks and things like that. So it's been kind of not very good financially for me. But the May bank holidays were pretty good. I went out to XXL and got to see, I almost called this edition XX Hell. It wasn't as bad as that, but certainly I went with Scott and Kirk and met up with some old friends, which is a bit slightly weird when you've got kind of like the first two people you ever shagged in one room. It's a bit, you know, talking to each other, it's a bit kind of like no, I'm used to that, but it's kind of just a little bit like, oh dear. And I had a reasonable time. The music was better than it used to be, but still pretty crap. But it's good to kind of catch up with people and you know, so had fun elsewhere. So that was cool. And then I saw a belated birthday meet up with my dad and his girlfriend Christine and John at the Tate Modern, doing this long big weekend thing, which was all these special events, and went round the new galleries of Tate Modern. Surprisingly high speed, because I'd seen a lot of the work before. But what was brilliant is, as I posted on the blog, was to see Len Lai in there with his brilliant colour box. Len Lai is a New Zealand filmmaker who did stuff with the GPR film units in the 1930s, and it was a big influence on me when I was at university with my art degree, and I sort of scuttled off and started taking you know, those glass marker pens and marking up clear strips of film badly. But yeah, certainly animation stands out. Yeah, very, very good. He invented the technique of basically painting straight onto film directly with no camera or anything, and brilliant soundtracks and brilliant music. And I hear there's a DVD in the offing, which is good. Hope that comes to fruition soon. I'm trying to think what else I've been up to. That's probably it for the bank holiday weekend. It was horrible, horrible weather. I was going to go down to emergency breaks, or funking emergency, I think it was called, at Cargo, and it was so raining and it was so horrible. I thought, well, I wasn't gonna get there till about 9 o'clock. There'd only be like half of it left, and I thought, do I really want to be down in Spitalfields somewhere? I seem to remember Cargo is a real nightmare to find, and in just this torrential rain. And apparently in St Catherine's Point a whole month's worth of rain fell in 24 hours, and that was on the Monday. So Monday I just stayed in, didn't do very much. I have been working on something else though, something which I can't really say what it is yet, but it will be good when it comes to fruition, and you will enjoy it, and quite a few people will be surprised. Something from my past. And that's going to come out soon. And so I'm actually working with Ableton for the first ever time, which is kind of scary, but it's a lot of fun. I love the package; it's really good. I'm enjoying using it a lot, although it's a bit kind of like difficult to wrestle with. I'm just used Acid Pro and the way that works. So as I say, there's a space theme, but we're going to start with a bit of a Fleetwood Mac theme. This responds to Pete Wyerduck, who is otherwise known as Pete Tuttle in Second Life. I'll mention some Second Life things later. He was saying how I think he was listening to my show, but he might be listening to something else. And he was saying how, oh, I can't believe there's some Fleetwood Mac mashups. Well, I probably should put these in my I'd Rather Hurl Than Reynolds Girl show, but here is a Fleetwood Mac mashup, and I sort of saw it a couple of days later. This is Agra One with Katie and Leo, The Chain versus Rammstein.
Yeah. Long side coming to turn back on the sidewalk. Swing, chill. Okay.
Already. Up your speed.
Remix.
Rest in peace, banger, you already know what it is. Everybody always tell me that they love me, man. Trying to get the money in my rubber band. So I hold another weapon in my other hand. And sometimes my weapon number one is jam. I'm a driver, yeah, you're a passenger. If it's record sales, I'm international. I'm in United Kingdom, even Africa. Got the billboard looking like a massacre. Many passenger, the ladies love me, damn. Hear me with sway and say that is wicked. See the watch and chain, it's like a soccer game. They see how I ball and I'll ask to kick it. The bottom is a spot where we don't stay. You wanna race to the top with me, no way. They be like, he no sway, they be like, he don't play. I keep a bag full of chips like Frito-Lay.
Return of the sway, you ain't heard of the sway. Your profile views I can earn in a day. I pull up, perform, then I'm burning away. Make rappers look small like further away. Maybe in a game like Batman school. Plus I got a flow tighter than a Batman suit. Ain't been a Brit, spit this six and slick. So the ladies are always trying to urge me to stay. From morning I wanted to be a millionaire. Never thought it would be me and chameleonette. Never run up in your city like mayors. We're the subject to your silly nightmares. You're scared when I up your speed beats. Banging in a 5,000 dBs, man, I don't give up. The other MCs are trying to keep up with the Joneses. But well, we keep the Joneses up.
You better up your speed, up your G's, up your euros, my cups gon' freeze.
Hey, what you mean?
Up your bling, $30,000 watch up your sleeve. You better believe, so pump your brakes. I keep the thing to interrupt your pace. I'ma put you in a trunk, pump more bass through the speakers and watch it interrupt your face.
England's grinding up your speed. Ireland, Wales, up your speed. Houston, Austin, up your speed. Dallas is world change. Going to the major cities, up your speed. Put around the world, up your speed.
Don't
worry, I'm good. Listen, they can never fit into the league. Coming out, I'm the underground, feet underground. Got a second LP coming out, I'm a king, call me sir. Come from it, so keep coming round. In the Benz, curve round the bend. My space, man, I got thousands of friends. So next time you drop, you'll be down in the Thames. Now that's the sound of revenge. I'm gone, rappers are trying to hurry up. Going nowhere fast, cause the time's already up. I took the throne, you got thrown away. My only choice was to blow, you guys already suck. Getting paid and I got the hate, it's the bank. Stack, 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 the dub. The jokers have got me laughing all the way to the bank. They're so slow, they couldn't even catch a cold in the snow.
You finna roll right through. They rap, so they say I wanna blow like you.
Wanna blow like who?
Blow like you. Watch y'all move slow through the dough like screw. I don't beg for nothing, I don't ask for pardon. I'm winning the race, the whole class applauding. Say money talk, so my cash is talking. Try to love me now, but I'm mad and charging. Car I'm starting, it's an Aston Martin. I'm pulling my green out like I'm at a garden. Throw it in the crowd, they all yelling loud. See the traffic jam, then my cash is starting. In the evening and the morning. Gotta grind all time, yeah, that's important. But when I talk, the whole global listen. So they know my vision's way past recording.
England's grinding up your speed. Ireland, Wales, up your speed. Houston, Austin, up your speed. Dallas is world change. Going to the major cities, up your speed. Put around the world, up your speed. Don't kill anyone now.
Chill, come and let's hear it, man. Rest in peace, you banger. Miss you, homie.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Mother boys don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I think it's special what's behind your back.
Yeah.
So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah. Take this word.
Sexy back.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Don't let me make up for the things you lack.
Yeah.
Cause you're burning up, I gotta get it fast.
Yeah.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead, do the song with it.
Short to it.
Go ahead.
respect. And you try to play it down. And well, y'all need some changes in the plans you laid. You've got new arrangements for the sounds they make. There's a new attraction for your satisfaction. You've done too much thinking about your good reactions.
Depends to ply or it depends. My flow is like my best friend. It's coming off the deep end. My junk is on the run. By Imodium, my cheeks I start to spread to show my turtle head. My love, my love, my love, my love. Oh, you love my lady dumps. My dumps, my dumps, my dumps, my dumps. In the back and in the back, take a dump. What you gonna do with all that tripe coming out your pipe? I'm gonna make you wipe, make you wipe. What you gonna do with all that turd coming out your herd? I'm gonna make you scruff that bird. Have a low glass table, you lie down underneath. No, you look up to the glass and you see my little lass. I do sure I am mama. It makes you say mama. They say it makes them come when they see between my bum, when they see between my bum. My dumps, my dumps, my dumps, my dumps. You love my lady dumps. My dumps, my dumps, my dumps, my dumps. In the back and in the back and he gump.
One, two.
She's got me scatting.
Wow, Mr. Downs, I wish you could see it. Oh, it's very breathless. One leg's up, now the other. I'm doing the splits. Listen to the taps, they're marvelous. Now I think I better sing. Listen, chaps, you've often paused to wonder what made Miss Blank with Mr. So-and-so. To you it seemed a most amazing blunder. I'll whisper you the answer, then you'll know. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule. They're attracted by the donkey, or there'd never be a mule. Look at Queen Elizabeth, whose features quite appalled. The Virgin Queen, they called her, yet many she enthralled. And the Duke of Essex gave the lie to what she's always called. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. Sex appeal, some curse and others bless it. But whoever coined that hyphenated word would never say some do, some don't possess it. Such a statement would be obviously absurd. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule. Attracted by the donkey, all but never be a mule. There's the Indian damsel at a fair who wed a handsome swain. She's got the world tattooed all over her, which makes her very plain. But he's gone to live in India, although he's keen on Spain. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. For instance, there's a lovely girl on whom you've got a crunch, but she married someone undersized who looks like Mr. Punch. And they go to bed at 6 p.m. and don't get up till lunch, so he must have had some sex appeal for her. There's a shop girl working daily, 9 to 6, without a rest. She married a night watchman at a jeweler's shop up west, so neither of them ever sees the other one undressed. But they must have had some sex appeal for each other. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the horses prove this rule. Attracted attracted by the donkey or there'd never be a mule. There's a little chap who married someone statuesque and grand. He's worn himself to ribbons, at least I understand. Through climbing up to kiss her and sliding back to land. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. Vodeo-do, vodeo-do. Rum-pa-chim-pa-lum-pa-dum-pa-chin-a-gum-bum-rum-pa-dee-bum. There you are.
That was Ronald Frankenhart, Monty Crick with Everyone's Got Sex Appeal for Someone, which is, I have to thank Lumpy for giving me that song or bringing that song to my attention and giving it to me when we did kind of a swapsie session. We didn't swap marbles, we swapped songs. I love that. And interesting on the latest Wobcast, which is very good, by the way, which is number 21, is very, very... there is actually a couple of songs on there which have got from me, including The Space Lady, who I almost played, but I thought that'd be copying them far too much. And this space theme wasn't inspired by that, but you're probably thinking it hasn't been spacey up to point, but it will be from now on. Very, very... space related. And then before that was a track which I wasn't sure if I was going to play because I know I'd probably get letters or well, emails of complaint. No one has my address, thankfully, which is My Dumps by Peaches, which is a cover version of the MC Froggy version of Black Eyed Peas' My Humps, the most inane and horrible song in existence. Well, all right, you probably will mention a few more, but probably the most inane popular song. My Lump Lump. Oh, God, it's horrible. And then before that was Alanis Morissette's version of My Humps, where she's taking the piss, which is a... So the Peaches version is actually a cover version of her cover, but using the lyrics from another spoof song, which she was on backing vocals on. It gets very complicated. And the video for that, if you want to check it out on YouTube, it's very, very good. Very funny. It's basically Alanis Morissette doing the whole Fergie from Black Eyed Peas, sort of the whole, you know, the whole sort of hip-hop thing, but really taking the piss out of it. And I do like the way both of them just take such a horrible song and really show it for what it is, which is just not even sixth-form poetry. It's more like primary school poetry. It's just terrible. Then before that was also included in a mashup by DJ Moore. It's the latest DJ Moore mashup, Dance in My Hump, which is... bit of Scissor Sisters, a dash of Radio 4, and a little bit of Black Eyed Peas. So there was kind of a link there. And then before that, another new mashup by DJ Lobster Dust. That's Do You Think I'm Decepti? Sometimes people do mashups around titles and they sound terrible. Sometimes they sound good, but they have really bad titles because they're just trying to shoehorn the two titles in and it just doesn't work. That was Rod Stewart versus Le Tigre, Decepticon, the DFA mix. I kind of listened to that the last couple of days and went, that's actually really good. So it's not often that a mashup catches my ear, so to speak. And I have to say, for that and the first track, Ginny and Bottle, thanks to Puritan Blister Blog. I think that's how I came to my possession. It was posted on Gaibo as well, but I already had it because of Puritan Blister. Then before that was Swing a la Turca by Gershon Kingsley and Maureen Forrester. A very odd Mozart meets swing jazz music album by Gershon Kingsley, who's more famous for his Moog work. Moog. I had to put that in sort of following from the latest... sort of sounds from the space set, or was it Space from the Sound Set, by RIAA, or otherwise known as Mr. Fab, and that Sexy Caravan, one of the few good sexy back bootlegs there are out there, and that uses, I think it's a John Jacques Perry or a Gershon Kingsley song in the backing. I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure millions of people will tell me very shortly, and I can't be bothered to go and look. Oh, look it up on the website. The link will be on the blog. It's a very good album. I think I probably prefer Dirtbag Crack a little bit, but there's some really good classics on there. So, and you might even hear a certain person saying John Jacques Perry. Dear. But it got boing-boinged, quite rightly so. And then before that was Sway reaching Chamillionaire, with Up Your Speed Part 2. Of course, that's in the backing there. They've recreated in grime fashion or UK rap fashion, whatever your label of choice is, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And then before that was the great mashup by Agro One, a person who's in mashups terms can do very little wrong, along with a few others like Team 9. There's few people I actually would play a mashup without not hearing it very much. And that's one of them. So that's KTN Lowe doing a version of the Fleetwood Mac's Chain with Rammstein in the sort of backing her up. Rammstein backing you up. Yeah, that sounds a bit dodgy, I know. So we're now going to get into the little spacey section. I was going to talk about a few other things. I've probably been doing it now. This podcast has become the podcast of choice, the official podcast of the Parkade, which is a club. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, the club that I co-own with Amanda Shinji and Topher Delcon in Second Life. And I'm still doing my DJ sets. You're all welcome to come along. They are Wednesday 2 to 4 PST, or SL time, and that translates to 10 to 12 daylight savings time in the UK. And I usually play a mix. Last time I was playing mixed, which was yesterday, I was playing a mix of Beatles mashups, drum and bass. I did a whole section of I just did a whole section of different mashups, so using similar types of people. So there was a Beatles section, and there was a drum and bass section, and there was a Queen section. It was kind of that kind of thing. It was like a We Will Rock You. I played like 5, 6, 7 We Will Rock You tunes in a row. And then I played loads and loads of Beatles mashups and covers in a row. It went down pretty well, actually. Though it was quieter later on. So certainly people coming along and checking out the club will be very much appreciated. And if you don't know much about Second Life, go to secondlife.com. And you can download the client. You need a fairly fast machine. I've just upgraded my graphics card and my memory, and the audio still jumps, so it's still not perfect. I think it's Traktor. I think it's the DJ thing I use is just not up to the task. And what else has been going on? I think I'll probably talk about stuff later. Now we're going to go to another RIA track from new sounds from the space set, or vice versa, and that is Mechanical Robot Man. And anyone who uses Bruce Hack, people have been listening to the show since day one, and also remember that RIA, I played an RIA track on the first ever show of Radio Clash, so I've been playing his stuff for a long time. Would know that I'm a big fan of Bruce Hack. He used to do children's records, but he was an electronics genius who built synths himself. He couldn't afford to buy, and didn't even exist, things like Moogs, so he actually built them himself. And this is one of that tracks mixed with Daft Punk, which is very appropriate, really. So this is Mechanical Robot Man, and yes, we're going to boldly go where probably loads of mashup people have gone before, but anyway.
Yeah. sisters all over this land. I had a bell. I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
Flowers. ocean up by Big Sur, and the waves are crashing. And he talks about when you contemplate the cosmos, you get a catch in the breath. When you contemplate the cosmos, there's a tingle in the spine. When you contemplate the cosmos, I interpret that as a form of spirituality.
Absolutely.
What catches your breath? What gives you a tingle in the spine? Where do you get your spirituality?
The wonder is all around us.
Where do you get your spirituality?
Oh, I get a great deal just out of taking my little telescope, my little Questar, out at night. Beautiful view of the horizon. I'll get that up there, and I'll bring Andromeda in, perhaps. And I can make it out in a fuzzy shape, I think. The wonder is all around us. I'm looking back 2.7 billion years into the past. By that light entering this telescope and hitting my retina, and then being interpreted in the brain. What? How wonderful the fact that we have the brain that can do that. They can do that because other people did the same thing in order to create the telescope, the optics. They learned how to do these things, and they pass these things on to us. We are a remarkable species. Because we can wonder. Because we can search. Because we can venture into places where we can't yet go, but we can look and anticipate. The wonder is all around us. Because we can wonder. Because we can search. Because we can venture into places where we can't yet go, but we can look. I literally can pick up an app, rocket out of the beach and side of the earth, and look at it and wonder over it. I literally can pick up an app, rocket out of the beach and side of the earth, and look at it and wonder over it. And looking at it,
Thank you.
That was the Who Boys with Strange Pyramid. Of course, that's I think it's Coldplay, or is it Radiohead? It's Coldplay versus Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit. A beautiful track. And then before that was Paranoid Android, strung out on OK Computer. That's, I think that's actually a string quartet. Those people doing a version of Radiohead's Paranoid Android. Then before that is a new song. It's a net release. That's Emily in Love. You might know the same people that brought you Bisexual Cyborg, I think it's called. And that's Lullaby. It's featuring, if I get this right, Pia and Ricardo. And that's released on Corp ID. Which is a net label run, I think it's run by Bump Shack or Peloton, for a previous old school bootlegger who now does sort of electronic music and has released stuff by Saul Coffin, who was played earlier, and Emily and a few other people, and very, very good. I definitely like the tracks he's done with those two singers. Oh, I assume Pierre is the singer, and I don't know who Ricardo is, probably doing the guitar, but sort of less electronic. The rest of the stuff is very, very electronic, and that's very, very much kind of a mixture of different voices and sort of guitar and instruments, and I like a lot. So you'll be able to download that for free from, if I get this correct, download that free from www.corpid-label.de. Go send some love their way. Some good music on there, definitely. And certainly net labels that give away their music for free are I'm very fond of on this show. Then before that was RIA from Sounds from Space Set. The Wonder Is All Around Us. I better actually check that is the name of the album. I mean, it'd be just like me to actually get the name of the album wrong. Sounds from the Space Set. Yes, I got it right. You can get that at www.m-1.us/spaceset.html. I don't usually read out the URLs on there. You can usually get them at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, he said in a totally non-link sense. And then before that was Saul Coffin, who was released on Corpid, with his mashup Glamorous Colours. Fergie, yes, that Fergie we were taking the piss out of earlier, with a solo career. And I must say, I hate London Bridge and I hate Glamorous, but mixing it with Hot Chip makes it just so much better. If she'd worked with someone like Hot Chip, I mean, she would have produced a much better album and much more interesting. But sadly, a lot of people use London Bridge a cappella, and I just won't touch it. And I won't touch Black Eyed Peas. I've actually done one Black Eyed Peas a cappella bootleg way, way back in the day, and it never was officially released. It was actually quite good, and if I was doing it with Ableton, I would have been able to finish it properly. It was versus the JBs. So it was very, very funky, and it was back when the Black Eyed Peas were pre-Fergie and actually had some cred. So before that was the non-cred version of Leonard Nimoy's If I Had a Hammer, carrying on the space theme. That's the words do not describe that song. Then before that, especially when he goes on about saying I have a hammer and I have a bell. Yeah, and you've gone totally nuts. Right, okay. I know it's very easy to take the piss out of them. And he has got a very good singing voice. And I actually do legitimately like the William Shatner stuff. I know it's very cool to say, oh, ha ha, hee hee hee, snigger, snigger, snigger. Actually, no, non-ironically, I like most of the William Shatner stuff. Leonard Nimoy, it's kind of, some of it's good, some of it's like, I actually do like that song, but it's a bit at the end, it's a bit like cringe. And then before that, Beatbox Saboteurs, thank you Lumpy for that, that's from Star Trek. Then before that, Juxtaposer, see the Wob Love carries on and on, that's Moon Conversation. I don't think he's released that, but he gave it me on CD, so I had to play it. And then before that was Mechanical Robot Man by RIAA. And something I just wanted to say before I sign off, fuck you Jack White. Those who might know about what's been going on is that the story is that pretty much a small station in Chicago, Q101, who I have no affiliation with before anyone says anything, played the whole of the album. You remember that, where people did that you know, all people like John Peel played the whole of because he loved whatchamacallit, all the Buzzcocks are the ones. He loved I've forgotten what they're called. One of the Teenage Kicks. But he basically loved their album so much, he played pretty much the whole thing. And nowadays, there's always big rules about never doing that because of piracy, blah, blah, blah. As if anyone's actually going to go and rip the whole album off a radio feed, because it sounds terrible. It's too ultra compressed and it sounds shitty. So Q101, who aren't, far as I can tell, Clear Channel, they're owned by Emmys Communications, they're in Chicago, played the whole album. They got Ecky Thump and they played the whole lot. And so then Jack White phones up from Spain and has a go at the DJ. How fucking uncool is that? And one is reminded that the same thing happened with Elephant, with John Peel, that he played six songs in a row because he loved the White Stripes so much. Someone from XL contacted him and said, don't you ever do that again, and had a go at him. So he returned every single XL release until his death a year or two later, unopened. He refused to ever play them again. So that's to XL and to White Stripes. Not the White Stripes, because I don't know about Meg, but certainly Jack White, you can fuck off. It just annoys me that in this day and age that you've got these restrictions where you can't play on an album. And there is actually a Bonzo Dog Show that I've pulled because I'm playing too much tracks from each album, and I just knew that was just saying target. I respect people who will just say, okay, this is a brilliant album, we're just going to play it for the next hour. And I miss that, and it's I don't think anyone's really going to rip it off. I think it's more to do with people not wanting to have the songs out there and royalties and all kinds of probably industry things. But it just annoys me. Everyone's been thinking, what the hell are you going on ranting on about, Tim? But if you want to find out more, go to djelectro.blogspot.com or probably The Enemy and various other places. But that's actually the blog of the DJ who did it. And as far as I can tell, she did it out of love of the album and the artist. And so he then phones up and had to go. And is really, really fucked off with her. And that just says to me, for someone who started out running his own small little label and having no money and being independent, just says to me that the fucker's just totally sold out. And I must say, I've heard Ecky Thump and it was a pile of shit anyway. I wouldn't play it on this show. So, anyway, spreading the love there. Spreading the love to record labels. No, I don't know. I love the Prodigy for XL. But I really don't know what they're playing at. And certainly that thing about John Peel's true. So, very, very odd. They should try and be cool for an independent, because they are actually independent, or fairly independent, part of the Beggars Banquet group. So anyway, before I get pulled off air by irate record labels, I better finish up. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been a bit of an odd one, but it's kind of was done. I actually put it together when it was raining, and now it's all sunny. It feels a bit kind of schizophrenic, because it was supposed to be almost a rainy day show, a rainy day space show. They don't have rain in space, do they? So the thing I'm very happy about is that I'm actually not working at Harrow from tomorrow. Yay! No more Harrow. No more shitty terrain. No more lovely concrete world. So I'm happy about that. And I have to say love to the people who know me on LiveJournal. You know who you are. And yes, I think it's time to stop before I just really start rambling on. Or either that or go into an Eddie Izzard sketch. I think red wine, too much. So I'm going to end on with a track. I meant to play a track by OMD when I was talking about I'm going to see them, but I forgot. I was actually going to play If You Leave by Nada Surf. I played it before. So I was actually going through all the songs I had this sort of earmarked as being to play, and I came across this one, and I actually did play this. This is from Architecture Morality. It's the last song on the album. It's the beginning and the end of the original. I was tempted to play the Peel session, but this is actually original is better. And it was a very good show. And we're going to next one, we're going to see Pet Shop Boys on the 6th of June. Yay! And we've also got our tickets, should get our tickets to Wireless. Thanks to Scott. So me and Kirk are going to see Daft Punk, Simeon, Mobile Disco, Klaxons. Basically, it's going to be kind of a bloghouse fest. And I know quite a few of some of the bootleggers are going to be there as well. And Joseph, my man Joseph, if you know from the Nightmare show, occasionally appears on there. So it's going to be a fun one. I hope it's going to be good weather. So we've got loads of gigs coming up. And anyway, so I hope you're well, and I'll speak to you soon.
This now takes off.